first naval duty. Even though I volunteered to go to Vietnam, the Navy sent me to Barbers Point Naval Air Station in Hawaii instead. I mean, hello, Hawaii! That's when I learned a cardinal rule. Whatever you want from the military, ask for the opposite. The base was on the southwest edge of Oahu, and it was huge. There were giant planes zooming around, long runways, and barracks that kind of looked like big Lego blocks where we all slept. My job was to help with stuff like flying, talking on radios, and making sure everything didn't fall apart. They called it aviation, communications, and logistics, but really, it was just a bunch of important Navy stuff. Sometimes, they sent us out on these humongous aircraft carriers. Let me tell you, those things were massive. They were so big, it felt like they could hold a whole town on them. And they probably could. Planes would take off and land on the deck, and it was super loud, like a giant boom every time a jet blasted off. We'd practice war games, which was basically pretend battles, but it felt real enough to make your stomach flip. Everyone was running around yelling, "Clear the deck!" and "Move it, sailor!" It was like being in a big action movie, but sweatier. The base was cool and all, but the North Shore, that's where the real action was. They had waves as tall as buildings, like 60 feet high. These surfers would paddle out, looking all calm, and then bam! They'd ride those waves like they were superheroes. It was crazy to watch. I tried surfing them once, but let's just say the ocean won that round. Big time. When my brother Warren found out I was stationed at Barbers Point and requested this thing called Brother Duty so he could come to Hawaii too. How cool is that? We rented this house right on Waimea Bay, and it was awesome sauce. You could throw a rock from our porch and hit the water. Every day, we'd sit outside, watching the waves and eating stuff like pineapple and grilled fish. It was like living in one of those movies where people are always on the beach and never have a care in the world. But, it was the late 60s, and stuff got kinda interesting. One night, I was at this party, and someone offered me a hit off a doobie. That's what they called a marijuana cigarette, by the way. At first, I was like, I don't know about this. But everyone was laughing and saying, "Come on, man. Live a little." So I tried it, and whoa, it felt like my brain turned into a balloon and floated away. Everything was hilarious. The music sounded like it came from outer space, and the lights looked like they were dancing. I was flying, but, you know, without a plane. Even with all the hard work, Barbers Point was pretty amazing. I mean, living in Hawaii, hanging out with Warren, and working on cool Navy stuff? It was like a mix of being on vacation and going to a really intense school where the teachers yelled a lot. Whether I was watching surfers on giant waves, running around on an aircraft carrier, or just chilling at Waimea Bay, every day felt like a new adventure waiting to happen.